America is producing in almost as great a volume as it did in 1929. Why then, you may ask, are there three or four times as many unemployed? Well, more and more hand labor is being replaced by bigger and better machines. It now takes only 9 people to do the work which provided jobs for 10 in 1929. Also, 500,000 more young people come of working age, then retire or die in the older brackets. These are only 2 among numerous factors in the growth of unemployment, but they serve to illustrate that America must produce at higher and higher levels if our industrial system is to employ our people despite the steady improvement of machines. On the other hand, who is to buy the products turned out by American industry in greater and greater volume? Certainly the soundest and most dependable market is the American people. But these people will be able to consume only in the degree that they can afford to buy. Their purchasing power, now and in the future, must be a serious concern of all who want the system to work.